I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Pakistan mourn and look for justice after the killing of Pastor Kamran Salamat this month. An unidentified man gunned down the husband and father of three outside his home December 5th. Nehemiah with FMI says.
Pastor Kamran was more than a preacher. He was a shepherd who walked closely with his people.
Christians make up just 1% of Pakistan's Muslim-majority population. They suffer physical, social, and legal persecution. Yet a member of Pastor Kamran's congregation told Nehemiah,
"Even in heartbreak, we hold this hope. The enemy can silence our voice, but he cannot stop the message. God is at work in Pakistan, and the light of Christ still breaks through."
Pray for God's grace over Kamran's family and congregation, and pray for bold gospel witness in Pakistan. And we'll end today on a much brighter note. Whether it's Christmas or New Year's, parties tend to bring family and friends together for fun and fellowship. However, certain individuals usually get left out. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
Deafness creates a language barrier that tends to isolate deaf people.
But there's an easy way to loop them back in.
Charades or other things that are extremely visual are great games to play that don't require a lot of spoken language, but allow everybody to participate.
Christmas parties also give you a chance to introduce deaf friends or family members to the reason for the season. Connect with DOOR at missionnews.org to get the story of Jesus' birth in American Sign Language.
Just having that story on your phone when you encounter a deaf person, and you can let them know through texting or whatever, "Hey, I've got an incredible story I'd love to share with you."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.